Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Stone. Pitching for the New York Mets, George Stone. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen moves to second. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Garrett scores. Milan moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milan moves to third. Staub moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Garrett hits a line drive into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Milan moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Milan moves to third. Staub moves to second. Mickey Scott now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mickey Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 5-1, Mets. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to second. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Cranepool scores. It's 6-1, Mets. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. It's 7-1, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. Garrett moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone scores. Garrett scores. Milan moves to second. It's 9-1, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Cox pinch hits for Mickey Scott. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hodges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. It's 9-2, Mets. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Jarvis now pitching. Jim Cox now playing second base. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bacabella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jones strikes out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox misplays the ball. That's an error on Cox. Milner goes all the way around to score. Cranepool moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-2, Mets. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 2 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Pat Jarvis. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore takes first base on ball four. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Milan hits a line drive into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-3 in the game. Breeden strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Milner takes first base on ball four. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-4 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bacabella hits a fly ball towards left. Milner settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Milner. Bacabella moves to third. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-3 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bacabella scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-3, Mets. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-2 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Bill Stoneman. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 11, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.